Don't pull me.
I was just announcing ahead of time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the meeting of the Village Council of Forest Park will come to order. This is the regular Village Council meeting for Monday, November 22nd, 2021 at 7 p.m. We begin our meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Commissioner Burns.
Here.
Commissioner Maxim.
Here.
Commissioner Nero. Commissioner Vogue.
Here.
Mayor Hoskins.
Here.
Mayor, can I just announce that we're having signal problems, so the meeting's not available by Zoom, and nor will it be available on video, but it will be available on audio after this.
Okay. Okay, first item is approval of minutes. We have the November 8th Village Council meetings.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. It's been moved by Commissioner Burns. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been seconded by Commissioner Maxim. Discussion? If there's no discussion, Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Burns.
Aye.
Commissioner Maxim.
Aye.
Commissioner Vogue.
Aye.
Mayor Hoskins.
Aye. Do we have any public comment tonight?
No, I do not.
We have a closed session minutes to approve. I'm sorry. We'll entertain a motion to approve the closed session minutes.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. It's been moved by Commissioner Burns. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been seconded by Commissioner Maxim. Discussion? If there's no discussion, Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Burns.
Aye.
Commissioner Maxim.
Aye.
Commissioner Vogue.
Aye.
Mayor Hoskins.
Aye. You said there's no public comment?
That's correct.
Okay. So under communications, we have a presentation by our planning consultant, Ms. Courtney Kashima of Muse Community and Design.
You might have to turn that mic on. There should be a switch on the side of it.
Thank you. Good evening. Yes, my name is Courtney Kashima. I'm founding principal of Muse Community Design. I've been the village's retainer planner for, Steve and I were trying to do the math, coming up on 4 years. And it was this year that I've been engaged specifically in early conversations about the Altenheim. So I think Steve passed out some slides. I will also share those electronically. This is really about getting a conversation going, specifically around community engagement, so that we can collectively decide what happens in terms of a process for the Altenheim site. So you see a slide here, it says the opportunity, and I think with the exciting news that the funds were secured to demolish the buildings, there's a lot of interest. What's been happening on the site? What's gonna happen on the site in the future? And no one knows yet, right? That's what we're here to begin having a conversation about tonight. The framework I'm proposing that the board consider has 4 steps, the first of which is to establish a vision with the community, in partnership with the community. Clearly identify the constraints on the site, the needs, the opportunities in partnership with the community. And then ultimately solicit a private developer or developers to respond to the vision set forth by the community. That would be unless the village wants to do private development themselves, which is not typical of how development gets done. But it is possible. So what we're talking about is a form of a public-private partnership where the village owns this property, is interested in not only having the property developed, and returned to the tax rolls, but could also be achieving other public policy goals yet to be determined. Examples from other communities are anything from improving stormwater to providing open space, could be the relocation or creation of a community facility, like a fire station or a library. Those are examples from other communities where that are achievable through a public-private partnership. The last step would be to work together with this developer to implement the project. So the next slide offers 10 principles from the Urban Land Institute. They're the premier kind of development organization nationally and internationally. What caught my eye about the 10 principles they share for public-private partnership, in particular, number 1 and 2, not that these are steps that have to be conducted in an order, but it's first is getting ready, kind of preparing for any sort of public-private partnership, and then creating a shared vision is sort of the one of the very first things they recommend. That could mean the village undertaking additional analysis, getting paperwork in order, site survey, things like that. The more information we can gather, the more analysis we can do up front, clarifies what we put out to a private developer, clarifies to the community what the opportunities and constraints are. You'll see other principles on here, such as communicating, building trust. The recommendations I'm bringing tonight are in that regard of, I think, just answering people's questions about what's been happening and what might happen in the future. So specifically tonight, I'd love to answer your questions on a recommended process centered around some specific community engagement recommendations. And just reassuring you that, you know, these types of developments don't happen very often, right? And this is a sizable piece of property compared to the size of the village. There are lots of decisions to be made. That's typical. It takes time. That's typical. I think there's a lot of interest and excitement because the buildings have come down. So it seems like a really exciting moment to think about how the village wants to be strategic and smart in redeveloping the site and achieving those kind of larger public policy goals, as I shared. So some of the things we might clarify for ourselves, for the community, and for any interested development partners are aspects like the design of a site, the density, the height, what incentives might be available or not available. Are there things like stormwater or open space or new or relocated community facilities that we want achieved on this site? The next slide identifies the typical project stakeholders. Obviously, village officials, neighboring property owners and residents, the general public, sister agencies and institutions, and developers are all the groups we should be considering with an engagement strategy and a process. One reason I like to call out those groups by name and sort of segment them in that way is each of those groups brings different resources and expertise to creating a vision for a site. And one of the questions I'd like to leave you with tonight is to think about who we want answering different questions about the sites. Things like public policy goals, amenities, community benefits, the program on a site. Each of those stakeholders probably has something to contribute to those conversations. Rarely does one group hold all of the answers. Only through an engagement and process and shared visioning can we get to the best answers for the village. The next slide also comes from the Urban Land Institute, also known as the ULI, and documents the elements of a successful redevelopment project that occurs through a request for qualifications. So you'll see here again that the first step is to define the development goals. What does the village in terms of village leadership want? What are the development goals from the perspective of neighbors and residents? And that shared visioning process is the way to get at that. One reason I like a request for qualifications over a request for proposals is a request for qualifications says, let's find the best match for us, let's develop a relationship, and then kind of hold hands, public-private, to kind of figure out the rest of the details before a final transaction occurs. So the community would develop a vision, clarify as much as it can to the private development community. A solicitation would be issued in the form of a request for qualifications. A developer would be selected. Then additional planning would happen with the developer at the table to make sure the vision's carried through and everything is implementable. So returning to that first step, creating a shared vision. What that does is helps to answer financial expectations for the property, clarifies what some of the constraints might be, either fiscally or physically. A shared vision helps to clarify what are the possibilities, what are the specific amenities desired, and what public policy goals we expect this site to deliver. The next slide says, well, why do community engagement at all? Not only to create that shared vision, but draw from community expertise and lived experience. So that's right there at the table at the same time that any analysis or research, design, or drawing is happening. For example, almost everyone loves parks, right? But when you're thinking about designing a new park or a new open space, it's probably the community members who best know, is this the kind of space that we want to be active open space or more passive open space? That's something that could be decided, clarified, and then communicated to a private developer so that they know how much land they're dealing with for other uses and what to expect in terms of what's flexible and what's fixed from the community's point of view. Community engagement also helps to educate interested parties and stakeholders along the way, dispel any myths, and present the facts, and build trust and transparency. So for a little inspiration, there's some photos here of open spaces from around the state. We've got one that's proposed in the Illinois Medical District, one that's Peace Garden in the Lincoln Park neighborhood of Chicago, Uptown Normal, which is one of the coolest projects I've seen happen in Illinois, where they started with a stormwater need and ended up with a beautiful gathering space where kids splash in the water and people say, hey, I'll meet you at the circle. That project not only solved stormwater issues, but catalyzed private development, I think to the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars. And the last one is from Evanston, where you can see a couple of residents sitting, enjoying, looking at water. So that just that alone of, we all might want open space, but what does that mean? How big? How is it designed? Is it passive? Is it active? Is but one of the decisions to be made as a community. As far as how to get started with community engagement, the tools are pretty proven. It's things like a steering committee, could be interviews and focus groups to reconnect in smaller formats to answer questions, let people know what's been happening, neighborhood meetings, larger design workshops or public meetings, and then frequently updating folks through online and printed materials, village website, newsletters, things like that. So my recommended next steps on how to engage the community towards a shared vision is to, and some of this I think is in the works, but create a dedicated page on the village website that would include at a minimum an FAQ and updated project information. Make sure we've compiled all of the site information to the best of our ability and continue to do that as we gear up towards the eventual solicitation of a private developer. And then really start planning for engaging the community and visioning. The next couple of slides are an example from the city of Champaign. They had a 23-acre neighborhood they were redeveloping. And you'll see for both archival purposes and then latest news and updates, this project was called Bristol Place. They've kept everything there. So I shared this not only for what I think is a best practice in terms of transparency and detail, but, you know, they did a lot of thinking. There's no reason we can't look at what they put in an RFQ or borrow from processes that resulted in a successful project, because they broke ground and are under construction now with basically a brand new neighborhood. In that case, they did relocate a fire station, create a new community center, expanded a park from 1 acre to 3.5 acres, addressed stormwater issues, and they have a waiting list for the homes. In this case, the project was about preserving affordability long-term. That's a goal they set for themselves. That's what they put in their RFQ to developers. So they have a waiting list for both the for sale and the rental homes in that neighborhood, which is kind of exciting. So the mayor asked me to put my thinking cap on and with something a little aggressive, I think, because he knows people are interested in getting going. So I think this is aggressive but realistic, and would love to answer your questions or be a thought partner on which of these makes sense and how to roll them out. I think a steering committee of some village representatives and neighbor representatives could help facilitate some of the bigger meetings. A steering committee could ultimately turn into a selection committee, if that makes sense. I think in the early quarter of next year, we could reconnect with smaller groups and stakeholders through interviews and focus groups, but gear up for a large public meeting that would be around creating the vision in February. Issue what I'll call a vision plan. It can be a light lift. It doesn't mean it has to be a, you know, 200-page coffee table type book. It could be a memo, a few pages, outlining what we've learned about the sites, what the community wants for the site, and ultimately turn that into a draft request for qualifications to be distributed to the developer community. So what questions can I answer about that?
Commissioners, do you have any questions for Courtney?
I want to thank you for putting all of this together and for meeting with us to discuss this. I mean, we've had a couple of meetings now to kind of prep for this engagement strategy, so I appreciate you putting this down and giving the presentation.
Courtney, thanks. I don't think we have any questions for today.
Thank you.
Okay. We're at department reports. There was one fire department report for October 2021. Is there any discussion on the fire department report? Okay, we're at a resolution on the bills.
Okay. Be it resolved by the Council of the Village of Forest Park, Cook County, Illinois, that we dispense with the reading of the individual bills, inasmuch as each department head has approved and signed bills in the following aggregate amount for the respective departments. Refunds and allocations, $3,553.60. Public Affairs, $35,012.72. Police Department, $820. Community Center, $1,284.10. Accounts and Finance Clerk's Office, $5,128.65. Accounts and Finance Fire Department, $31,407.95. Department of Health and Safety, $8,834.95. Street Department, $90,842.25. Public Property, $143,945.52. Seizure, $1,877.65. Federal Customs, $4,160.58. TIF, $9,456. VIP, $700,473.75. Water Department, $216,979.68. for a total of $1,253,777.40.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Commissioners, is there a motion to adopt the resolution on the bills?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. It's been moved by Commissioner Burns. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been seconded by Commissioner Maxham. Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Maxham?
Aye.
Commissioner Vogt? Sorry.
Aye.
Mayor Hoskins?
Aye.
This is resolution R-95-21.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We have no unfinished business this evening. Under new business, the first item is a motion to direct the Fire and Police Commission to make one promotion to the rank of lieutenant, one promotion to the rank of sergeant, and to make one offer of employment to the next eligible patrol officer. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. It's been moved by Commissioner Burns. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been seconded by Commissioner Maxham. Discussion on the police motion? If there's no discussion, Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Maxham?
Aye.
Commissioner Vogt?
Aye.
Mayor Hoskins?
Aye. Commissioners, the next item B is an ordinance amending the number of liquor licenses we allow by ordinance. This will allow for the creation of an A8 to accommodate the new business known as the Foundry. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. It's been moved by Commissioner Maxham. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been seconded by Commissioner Burns. Discussion? There's no discussion, Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Maxham?
Aye.
Commissioner Vogt?
Aye.
Mayor Hoskins?
Aye.
This is ordinance O-40-21.
Commissioners, the next item is a motion to approve an entertainment license application from the Lantern House. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion. Well, go ahead.
I'll make the motion.
It's been moved by Commissioner Maxham. And it looks like it's Commissioner Burns, you're seconding?
I'll second.
Thank you. Discussion? There's no discussion. Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Maxham?
Aye.
Commissioner Vogt?
Aye.
Mayor Hoskins?
Aye. Okay, the next item is a motion to approve a senior trip to be held January 27th of 2022. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. It's been moved by Commissioner Burns. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been seconded by Commissioner Vogt. Discussion? There's no discussion. Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Maxham?
Aye.
Commissioner Vogt?
Aye.
Mayor Hoskins?
Aye. Commissioners, this next item is a resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement for the provision of environmental health inspections. This is an agreement between the Village of Forest Park and Cook County. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. It's been moved by Commissioner Vogt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been seconded by Commissioner Maxham. Discussion on the IGA? There's no discussion, Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Maxham?
Aye.
Commissioner Vogt?
Aye.
Mayor Hoskins?
Aye.
This is resolution R-96-21.
Commissioners, the next item is a resolution approving the 2022 paratransit service provider agreement between PACE and the Village of Forest Park. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. It's been moved by Commissioner Maxham. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been seconded by Commissioner Vogt. Discussion? If There's no discussion. Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Maxim?
Aye.
Commissioner Vogt?
Aye.
Mayor Hoskins?
Aye.
This is resolution R-97-21.
Commissioners, item G is a resolution determining the estimated property tax levy to be implemented by the village for the tax year 2021. Is there a motion on the resolution?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. It's been moved by Commissioner Burns. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been seconded by Commissioner Maxim. Discussion? If there's no discussion, Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Maxim?
Aye.
Commissioner Vogt?
Aye.
Mayor Hoskins?
Aye.
This is resolution R-98-21.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Next item is a motion to approve a raffle license application. This is for the Forest Park Toy Drive that had traditionally been held at McGaffer's, and it's being moved to a larger location. Is there a motion?
It's actually going to be at Doc Ryan's.
I know. I said it's been moved to a larger location.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Burns. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Maxim?
Aye.
Commissioner Vogt?
Aye.
Mayor Hoskins?
Aye. Okay, Commissioners, the last item on the agenda is a motion to approve a raffle license application submitted by the Historical Society of Forest Park. This is for January 14th, 2022. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. It's been moved by Commissioner Maxim. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Been seconded by Commissioner Vogt. Discussion? If there's no discussion, Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Maxim?
Aye.
Commissioner Vogt?
Aye.
Mayor Hoskins?
Aye. Commissioners, although we have we've gone through all the items posted on the agenda. One of our colleagues has requested that we adjourn in the closed session to discuss a personnel matter. Council has indicated that there's no real issue with this.
No, there's no issue as long as it's made with the proper motion. We can do administrators or commissioners report yet.
We're going to go ahead and hold off on those tonight.
Okay.
So what we'll do is we'll adjourn into closed session, but we will not reconvene into open session. So whatever we have.
Assuming there's a motion and a second and it passes.
Assuming there's a motion and a second. Commissioners, maybe one way we could do this is you could go ahead and give your commissioner's report if you care to. Would that be okay, Council?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Commissioner Burns, do you have a report for tonight?
I didn't understand the question.
Okay, so what I'm proposing, one of our colleagues has suggested that we adjourn into closed session. So we would not be coming back into open session. So I wanted to go ahead and move up to commissioner's report. So I was asking if you have a commissioner's report for this evening.
Just a couple of things. The mayor's toy drive.
I'm sure that the mayor will be talking about this, but the mayor's toy drive is on the 10th of December at the community center. And another one, this toy drive at Doc Ryan's is one that they get a lot of toys and they bring them over to community centers, so the kids in town here have a lot of toys that they give out at Christmas time from the community center. The other thing I want to remind people is on the 3rd of December, we have the Christmas walk on Madison Street, so be a lot of decorated windows and a lot of good things that are going to be going on in the 3rd. That starts at 5 and it ends at 9, so hope to see you all up there. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Burns. Commissioner Maxim, do you have a report for tonight?
I think Courtney Kashima is gone, but I just wanted to say thanks to her for coming and giving a great presentation on next steps for the Altenheim. And Thanksgiving is this week, and I just want to really briefly say thanks to everyone who keeps this village going, which is all the department heads, the mayor, the commissioners, Nick Peppers, all the residents, the businesses, the library, Park District, District 91, like all the different entities. I'm really profoundly thankful to be part of this town, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody this week. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Maxim. Commissioner Vogt.
I have similar sentiments. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and I am also very thankful for all of your hard work to our department heads, and count myself very lucky to be part of Forest Park as well. And then I also wanted to mention that Hanukkah begins this year on November 28th, and we'll be lighting the Village Menorah and Constitution Court the night of the first night, so Sunday, November 28th. So if anyone would like to come out and witness that, it should happen, I think, around 6 p.m., if we got a confirmation from the rabbi. I guess we haven't heard yet, but we look forward to seeing everybody out there, and we'll put something on our website as well. So happy Thanksgiving, and have a safe holiday, and thanks. Sorry, and I will make the motion.
Can I make a report?
Yes, his report.
Do you mind if I make a report?
Oh, I just thought we would agree.
Do you mind if the mayor makes a report? So first, I want to thank the American Legion for the great vaccination event last week. I got a booster. I want to thank you for the side effects that also came along with that booster. It had me down for the better part of the next day. That wasn't you personally, I know. Today we had a really successful vaccination event at Betsy Ross and at Grant White in participation with Cook County, as well as the state, Dr. Izeke, the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health was our special guest. And this made the news. Some of you may have seen it, but they did some really neat things to make the kids feel less apprehensive about getting a shot in the arm. They had a dog. They had toys. They had people dressed up as superheroes. They had balloons. The place was in bright colors. They've really put a lot of thought into how to do these events, and they do them in local communities like an American Legion where people have trust, or like a public school where people have trust. They made a very definite decision not to treat kids getting vaccinations like they do adults at a mass vaccination center. So we're happy that that partnership exists with the state government. And yes, the menorah lighting ceremony will be at 6 p.m. this Sunday. This is going to be a cultural celebration, secular in nature, where people can learn about the Hanukkah tradition. And it will be led by Rabbi Yitzhak Bergstein from a nearby community. And like Commissioner Burns said, we're going to have the holiday walk on December 3rd. That's a great tradition. And earlier that day, December 3rd, we'll swear in a new police lieutenant and a new police sergeant. That's all I have. So at that point, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn into closed session for review of an appointment.
Yeah, someone has to make the motion.
Is there a motion?
I'll move that we adjourn into closed session for a discussion pursuant to Section 2C1 of Open Meetings Act.
It's been moved by Commissioner Vogt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been seconded by Commissioner Burns. Discussion? If there's no discussion, Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Burns?
Aye.
Commissioner Maxim?
Aye.
Commissioner Vogt?
Aye.
Mayor Hoskins?
Aye. We are adjourned into closed session, and we will not resume open session. Thank you.